I was tired, overweight, struggling with poor sleep, and I just felt lousy. I would get out of breath just walking across the parking lot, and I just felt so shameful because I knew what I should do. I just didn't know how to do it in the truck.
Enjoying Life Over the Road, a community that champions adventure, innovation, and well-being.
This is Healthier Truckers, smashing wellness myths 1 mile at a time, where we use our driving skills to steer towards healthier living on the road. Get ready to shift gears and crush your goals because we can be healthier out on the road. I am your host, Melinda Fox Wellington. We drivers are some of the most resilient and adaptable people out here, handling long hauls, breakdowns, issues with shippers and receivers, not even to mention the four-wheelers. Yet we always figure out a way to get it done no matter what. And I know this lifestyle is an easy feat, especially on our health. With the crazy schedules, the limited food options at truck stops, and hustling to find a place to get quality rest is always a challenge. And it's nothing but a perfect storm that works against us. This same perseverance and problem solving that we have is exactly what is needed, though, to start working towards your personal health goals. Because the unfortunate truth is, the stats on our health risk are pretty damn scary. There are a little bit over 3 million drivers in the United States, and 69% of truck drivers are obese, which is more than doubled the national average, according to the CDC. 1 in 5 truckers will struggle with sleep apnea, and a shocking 51% of us will have high blood pressure. We have an 87% higher risk of developing heart disease and diabetes than those with more conventional work schedules and routines, according to the University of Louisville. Yet, the most sobering of all, is there are studies that show the average life expectancy for truck drivers is 16 years less than other occupations. This lifestyle, it takes an incredible toll on our cardiovascular health. It increases our risk factors for disease, and it shortens our longevity. If we don't prioritize our own well-being, we will become one of those statistics. But here's the thing. We drivers already have a full toolbox of skills that can make transforming our health way more achievable than you ever might have thought. Route planning? That takes a lot of detail and sharp focus. And it can be a game changer for meal prepping and scheduling and fitness that works with your driving schedule. Creative problem solving. We're always having to find workarounds in a clutch. And this comes in so handy when obstacles pop up on your health journey. Pushing through discomfort is programmed into our DNA as drivers. That no excuse determination to get a load from one side of the country to another is a huge advantage for sticking to routines despite motivation dips. We already intuitively gauge qualities absolutely conducive to crushing wellness goals. It's simply redirecting that determined problem-solving mindset that we have when driving to personal wellness goals. There are many skills, tools that we can use, but the smarter, easier, and more sustainable approach, especially as a driver, is tapping into the power of tiny habits. It's just like backing up a rig. Slow, steady, and small little maneuvers to get into that hole we need to get into. These little 1% routine tweaks, they seem small on their own, but they do stack into profound positive changes over time without overwhelming you. There are many ways you can start. Your first tiny habit could be just drinking one bottle of water in the morning when you first wake up. Or maybe doing a 10-minute exercise or stretch routine before you do your pre-trip. Work on one tiny habit at a time. Once you get one down and it's consistent, then you go to the next one, such as maybe add a protein shake and fruit instead of getting that big calorie breakfast from the truck stop. These little minor adjustments and lifestyle upgrades, they will start snowballing into bigger results like stable energy, strength, fat loss, and reduction in disease markers when stacked over time. We're constantly optimizing our rigs and routes for fuel efficiency to get from one area to another quicker so we can go ahead and jump on that next load. The same thing applies to optimizing our physical health too. Another aspect that I get a lot as clients is I can't do a routine because I don't know if I'm starting at 7 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock at night. It always changes. I can't have a routine. So instead of thinking of it as a routine, think of it as a rhythm. So whether you wake up at 7 o'clock, or whether you have to start rolling at midnight, when you wake up an hour before you roll out, do the same things. So as soon as you wake up, drink that bottle of water. Do 10 minutes of stretching. Go shower, freshen up. Slam that protein shake and fruit. Do your pre-trip and roll out. It doesn't matter what time, but you're still having that same rhythm. Same thing for sleep when you get ready for bed. 30 minutes before you go to bed after you shut down, you can do the same things. That will start producing those sleepy hormones to kick in. It's little things like this that truly add up to those tiny habits. There are many other downtimes and opportunities that you can take advantage of. That 30-minute required break, use it to exercise or walk around the lot. Live loads, unloads, do some resistance training in or beside the truck. Your 34-hour resets, how about cook up some meals for the week? Just little things here and there. You'll get the hang of it. It's not about perfection, it's about experimenting to see what works for you and your driving style. We're driven by schedule and efficiency. You got to get a little bit creative about habit stacking the desired habits into these existing little pockets of free time. But start basic and start small with one thing. So maybe it might be hydration, it might be physical movement, it might just be one meal a day that you try to make a little bit healthier. It truly doesn't matter. Just focus on forming consistency through your normal routines. Making these little minor tweaks will quickly compound into separating you from the harsh statistics that we mentioned earlier. As drivers, we possess the skill set required for true transformation. The meticulous planning, the creative problem solving, the perseverance that we have out here on the road. The health statistics are intimidating if ignored, but they are manageable when channeling your mental muscle towards physical real care. You have to start small with basic habits that do rapidly become ingrained. Remain adaptable. Experiment. See what works for you, what doesn't work for you. Can you tweak what you liked about what did and just get rid of the rest? Leveraging your downtimes strategically will be a huge asset, and embrace that relentless refusal to accept defeat, and that allows you to bulldoze through any obstacle. Our well-being is as critical to optimize as routes are. We have got the tools as drivers. Let's apply them inward and transform from the inside out.
Now, I can't lead this health revolution alone. This podcast is just one piece of a larger, healthier truckers movement that Cindy and I are building to upload and support drivers like you. At the core is our Facebook groups. We both are trying to provide a judgment-free zone where drivers can come together, share wins, get advice when struggling, and learn from each other's expertise, and find accountability to support each of us in this unique lifestyle that we live. We're creating custom solutions that actually work for our unique driving lifestyle because they're crafted for truckers by truckers. Solutions that play to our existing strengths as planners, problem solvers, and determined road warriors. My role is to provide professional coaching, guidance, and leadership, but this movement belongs to all of you. It's about tapping into the capabilities, habits, and mindsets that you already have and applying them to your personal health and happiness. So I invite you not to join only Cindy's group and join Life OTR, where drivers share tips and tricks on stops that feed the soul. But I also invite you to join Healthier Truckers Facebook group. This is a tribe where we share what works for us, and maybe it will help another driver think, oh, you know, that aspect doesn't work for my driving style, but I could tweak it maybe this way, and we can bounce ideas off of each other. Now, the link to both Facebook groups will be in the show notes. And this is a movement to shift us from just surviving out on the road to absolutely thriving in every aspect of our well-being while on the road. I'll leave you with this thought. You are so worth prioritizing your health and showing up as the fullest, most vibrant version of yourself for your career, for your relationships, for your quality of life. You deserve to go for your dreams and stop living in the hopes of one day. Thank you for joining me on this incredible journey. You keep trucking, my friends, and I'll see you next time on the Healthier Trucker segment right here as your co-host on Enjoying Life OTR.